Oh, hey. Yeah, from the hall meeting, I remember you. No, you're not bothering me. So, what's up? Is everything okay? Oh. Well, no, come in. Tell me what's wrong. I mean, nobody's dead or anything, right? I think I have a shovel around here somewhere. No, tell me. It's not stupid, I promise. Remember, I'm here for all you. And, I mean, I was in your exact same position just a few years ago, so whatever it is, you can tell me. You're homesick. Come here, sit down. Sit. Now, of course you can sit on my bed. I'll make room. The sheets are clean, I promise. So, homesick, huh? No, that really sucks. I was pretty homesick too my first couple weeks here, so trust me when I say that I know how you're feeling. I know, but that's what we're here for. Me and all your homemates. I mean, I guarantee you are not the only one suffering right now. You know, come to think of it, I should definitely bring it up at the next meeting with all of you. Don't worry, I won't say it was you. If you want to seem all cool about it. Of course. No, I'm here to help with whatever you need. That's why I answered my door at 3 a.m. No, I didn't mean it like that. Don't be afraid to wake me, okay? You weren't feeling good, and you needed somebody to talk to. And I don't mind being woken up if it's because you need something. What? Oh, yeah, I have a single room. I mean, RAs get free housing as it is. So they told me that if I paid regular price, I could get my own room, which is usually more expensive. Perks of the job, I guess. Yeah, it's pretty nice. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love my old roommates. We're still friends, but after a few years of that, privacy is kind of nice. How's your roommate so far? I mean, I know it's only been a few days, but are you guys getting along? No, that's awesome. I'm really glad to hear it. Trust me, I've seen a lot of cases where people have problems with each other and it gets real uncomfortable real fast. But if you guys are already becoming friends, then, well, it makes my job a lot easier. Also, and I just have to ask, I love your PJs. Where are they from? Oh God, I need to go shopping. I didn't know that they made shorts that cute. I haven't been able to find any like that anywhere. I mean, I usually don't wear ones quite as revealing as that, but they look really comfy. Plus, they do make your thighs look amazing. I'm sorry. If I'm already making you blush, then you're in for a long semester. And thank you. I bought these glamorous sweatpants at my orientation years ago, and they've been with me ever since. So, was there anything else you needed? I mean, it is pretty late, or early, after all, and I bet you're exhausted. Are you having trouble sleeping? No, trust me, I know the feeling. Usually around finals, though. I'm sorry, did you want me to make you some tea, or I've got a hot pack in the. Oh. No, it's okay. What did you have in mind? You can tell me, really. Like I said, I'm here to help however I can. Oh. You think it would help you fall asleep if we cuddled? No, don't be embarrassed. It's not embarrassing. I will admit this is a bit new. But no, it's not weird. Really, it's fine. If it'll help you be more comfortable, we can cuddle. Just don't tell any one of your hallmates about this. I don't want everyone knocking at my door, asking to hop in my bed. Well, at least not the boys. Here, I'll move against the wall so that you can get in nice and tight. I can be the big spoon if you want. Thank you. Yeah, they're silk sheets. They're expensive, but definitely worth it. So soft. Come on, get over here. It's a little too late to be shy. I'm glad this feels nice. You are really warm. I can't believe I'm cuddling with anyone, at least not this early in this semester. I honestly didn't see this coming when I met all you guys for the first time. And to be honest, it's been way too long since I've cuddled with anyone, so trust me, this is really nice for me too. Well, thank you. I'd like to think I'm good at it. Your hair smells really nice, too. Yeah, no, you can adjust yourself however. Just let me... What? No, no, I didn't. I just... The way you moved back against me felt really good. Yeah. Well, I'm not exactly wearing anything under these sweatpants, so... you know. No, no, don't feel bad. You didn't mean to, and I'm the one who decided to go to sleep without any underwear on. Besides, it did feel really nice. Yeah. When you did that. No, you can... You can keep doing it if you want. I'm sorry, that was weird. I shouldn't have... God. Oh my God, that feels so nice. Here. Does that feel good for you too? Okay, good. I just wanna... make sure that I'm not the only one having fun here. Can I rub your back while you're doing this? I mean, I want to do something for you, too. Huh? Oh, jeez. Oh, you can feel that? Oh, God. Well, if I'm starting to ruin these sweatpants, then maybe I should just take them off. Oh, God. Fuck. Keep going. Please. You want me to rub you lower? How much lower? I thought so. It looks like I'm not the only one who forgot my underwear tonight. And it feels like I'm not the only one who's soaking wet. You like that? You like me rubbing your clit, reaching around from behind? Just keep rocking your hips back into me. Oh, you like that, don't you? You like feeling my finger rubbing in circles, slipping inside of you? I'll move it nice and slow for you. Match your hips. Yeah, just like that. Keep rocking. Just like that. I think I'm getting close. Fuck. Yeah. I can. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Right there. Right there. Please. I'm gonna come. I'm coming. God. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. Wow. Sorry, I got a little carried away there. You haven't finished yet? Oh God, I'm sorry. Here, no, it's not okay. Here, sit up. Come on, sit up. I'll sit behind you. Here, just gonna guide my hand back between your legs. How does that feel? Oh, I can just feel you dripping all over my hand. You want me to go faster? Alright, just for you. Come on. Do you like having your neck kissed like that? Do you like me nestled in your neck, getting you off with one hand and kissing you with the other? Alright, baby. That's it. I want you to come for me. I can feel how close you are. I can feel how hot and wet. That's it. Just let go. I want you to come for me. Come on. Come on. There we go. Come on, girl. Oh, that's it. Let it out. There you go. God. That was intense. Man, my fingers are dripping.
So, still feeling homesick?
Yeah, I didn't think so. Remember, don't tell anyone. But if you're ever feeling homesick again, well, you can always just come see me. Oh, you want to stay longer? Well, I don't think I have anything tomorrow morning, so...
You want to just stay here a little longer?